Thank you.
I have a question for you specifically, Mrs. Hutchings. And that is, what is being a true fiscal conservative? What does that mean to you?
It means that you take your revenues and your expenses are within that revenue income. It's don't pull money out of savings unless it has been voted on by the constituents. And you get a bond or you get a loan. The thing is that you need to be prepared for emergencies.
And why do you believe that Mayor Pierce does not fit that mold?
Because I'm looking at his fund balance that has gone down $20 million.
Mayor Pierce, would you like to reply to that?
Yeah, I think it's related to COVID. It will go down. It hasn't gone down $20 million, as she refers. It's again, I don't know where she's getting the $20 million from. It's projected. It's forecasted and projected. And I'd say that the number that she grabbed, she's referenced it a number of times, the page 54. Well, we're not on page 54 anymore. The budget that was presented and agreed to by the Assembly, where they set the mill rate and where we all worked in work groups, you know, we came together and made these decisions based on a March forecast of 2020 related to revenue, specifically related to our sales tax and property tax decline, not because of something that I spent. If you look at the forecast that was presented today, September 2020, she keeps referring to $6 million. Well, actually, it's $13.7 today. So I suspect it'll only get better. I sleep good at night. I think we're going to be just fine. I think we've got this. I work with professionals and I trust the.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Mrs. Hutchings, you have said that Mayor Pierce deserves an F as a borough mayor. Why is that?
Because I don't think that he has been fiscally responsible. He has a great staff that works hard, but still the buck ends with him. And I saw his article in the newspaper. Oh, yeah, I paid cash for this and I paid cash for that. That is not a reasonable way to go. You have to look at the whole picture and decide, should we do this? Should we get a loan? Or do we deplete our cash reserves?
All right. Thank you for that answer. Mayor Pierce, what grade do you think you deserve?
A.
An A? Can you explain why?
Actually, an A. You know, I'd say that, you know, I took office in 2017. We were projected to spend $4.5 million, and we spent $434,000. That was a lot of push down on the spending that was going on at the time. And you go to 18, we pick up another $4 million. We got $3 million of that money from our investments. We got another $1.1 million from actual savings. If you go back and you look at the report card, says from 17 to 20, we have reduced the general fund government. Your government is smaller today as a result of many of my decisions to the tune of about 8.55%. So I don't know. You know, I can, you know, yes, 2020 came. We had some events. We can talk about the specifics. I think that Mrs. Hutchings would have spent the same money that I spent in 2020. And perhaps she would have spent more in 17 and 18 for school district funding than I did, and we'd have a greater deficit.
Thank you, sir. And as kind of an add-on to that, Mayor Pierce, I'll ask you, Mrs. Hutchings has claimed you've raised property taxes 23%. How do you respond to that?
Let's talk about something from a more accurate perspective. Actually, every budget that I've presented had zero mill rate increases, zero. There was a 0.2 mill that was talked about last hour, if some of you listeners heard it. It was raised by Mr. Bagley. I would have vetoed it. I spent the week after that looking into making sure that I had four individuals to stand by me and vote against that and veto it. I would have vetoed it, and I didn't have the vote, so I didn't veto it.
Ms. Hutchings?
Well, when you present a budget to the Assembly and it has 5.8 mills, all I can think is that is your budget. You're the one that presented it, and that's the way you plan on making your money. So if that isn't true, why do we have this budget?
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, I have a question for Mrs. Hutchings first. Mrs. Hutchings, you have said that you would prefer an increase in sales tax rather than property taxes. Isn't sales tax all dedicated to schools in the borough?
The sales tax is dedicated to schools in the borough. And at this point, I believe they said 52 million, but 12 million of that is, at least 12 million is in kind. What they have been giving to the school district is $38 million, flat funding for the last 4 years. And the thing is that you have $30 million that's coming in out of sales tax. So if you increase the sales tax, then you would have probably close to $5 million more that wouldn't have to come out of property taxes.
And that was going to be my next question was, how would that help the borough budget with solid waste and other things? So you're saying if increasing the sales tax, you would not have to increase property taxes because you wouldn't be supplementing the school budget with property tax.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you. And Mayor Pierce, your opponent states that you have in the new budget 2021 a property tax increase. If that's so, why is additional funding needed for borough government next year?
Well, let me say that that's not so. It's a projection. It's a forecast. And until the assembly adopts it, it's not so. So I'll say it again. I have not raised your mill rate. I have delivered every budget that I've delivered without a mill rate increase.
But this budget has a mill rate increase in it if the assembly adopts it. It's your proposal.
Only if the assembly adopts it.
But it's your proposal.
We were dealing with March. We gave the public the information that we felt was responsible, again, being transparent to the public, saying this is what COVID, the impacts that COVID, this is the worst case that COVID could, we project, have impacts on us. Yes.
So let me follow up then, because I ask you, I mean, the borough population is decreasing, I understand. Why do you need additional funding for next year in your proposed budget? Your proposal. I didn't say the assembly had passed it, but it's your proposal, right?
It's the assembly's proposal. They adopted this budget. They passed this document. I was a part of the discussion process, certainly, but again, it's, I think that what you hold the mayor responsible for is my last 3 years in the, you haven't seen my 2022 budget yet. When I propose it and when I present it, then you can hold me accountable for it. I don't think it's fair to talk about something that hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Hutchings, I'm going to ask you, how do you propose that we close the budget deficit in the borough if you're against raising property taxes, and that's shown to raise the most money as a percentage from non-borough residents? So what would your idea be?
Well, actually, I still think a 0.5% sales tax goes to education. You get every person that comes from Anchorage, that comes from Fairbanks, that travels all over our borough, whether they're eating a hot dog, drinking a beer, or buying a gallon of gas, you're getting that 0.5%.
Mayor Pierce?
I would, if taxes are needed, I would propose raising the cap from $500 to $1,000.
And I'll go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll come back to this issue. And it's going to be KSRM's Candidate Forum featuring Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce and Linda Farnsworth Hutchings here on KSRM 920 AM.
Welcome back to KSRM's coverage of Decision 2020 on KSRM 920 AM and RadioKenai.com.
Welcome back. I'd like to start things off with retouch and give you another chance to ask each other a question that we haven't touched upon that you'd like to ask each other. And this time, I'll start with Ms. Hutchings. Well, another question you would like to ask Mayor Pierce.
I actually have no questions for Mayor Pierce. I've got my answers.
You got your answers. Well, Mayor Pierce, do you have a question you'd like to ask her?
I would. I'd like to ask Ms. Hutchings that what would she do differently as far as the items that have been listed as far as purchases, and specifically focusing on school district funding, how would she have reacted and behaved, knowing, let's agree that we have a COVID event and your revenue's gone down 15% to 20% and in both your property and sales tax revenue, how would you respond having fund balance prior to that supported some of those purchases or some of those events that occurred that were unknown events? How would you have handled it?
Just as I said before, I take a much longer forecast to look at items. I would have asked for bonding. I think that would have been a smart opportunity. Look at grants, because I just don't believe because we we've had a borough mayor previously that spent the budget down, our fund balance, and it took a while to get it back. And I'm always cautious.
Hey, thank you very much.
Another question for both of you, starting with Mayor Pierce. We're always talking about how to pay for health care, you know, how we can get money to pay for it. But what can we do, and what could you do, particularly as a borough mayor, to bring down the health care costs in our area, which seem to be higher than anywhere else right here? What could you do as a borough mayor with a borough-owned hospital to bring those health care costs down? Mayor Pierce first.
Thank you. You know, I've had some success with this, and actually a lot of effort has gone into this. We negotiated two contracts with our represented employees, and we included all of the employees in the borough have gone to a high deductible, and that high deductible plan will save the taxpayers over $3 million over the next 3 years. We also went to the hospitals and negotiated higher percentage discounts for each of the borough employees and their family members as well. So we have made an attempt to lower health care costs, and I think we've had some success in doing that.
So the borough employees get a discount. I'd like to ask you why everyone in the service area doesn't get the discount.
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe what I would say is maybe take that question before the board, the Inc. board, and the administrations of the hospital.
All right. And Mrs. Hutchings, what would you think about that?
Well, I will tell you this, that when I was on the workers' comp board for those 11 years, we had schedules of every hospital in the state. And this was a pretty reasonable hospital. Anchorage was higher, Fairbanks was higher, and Southeast was higher. So the other thing that I wanted to point out is that we do a lot of charity at the hospital, millions of dollars for people that cannot afford it. If you are a resident of the borough, you get a discount. If you have no insurance to handle it, you get a discount.
Well, I know that the state themselves asked the state employees to go outside for health care to the lower 48, and they would pay the costs of them going and staying out there because we are so much higher here. So something needs to be done about that, and I'd like to see something innovative. I don't know exactly what, but if you have any other innovative ideas you'd like to express right now, that would be great. If not, I have another question about roads. Can I get to that? A new subject? The people in Nikiski, kind of as you probably know, I live in Nikiski, they really think that the money derived in the Nikiski service area, road service area, should be used for Nikiski roads instead of used all over. So I'll ask Mayor Pierce, what do you think about that?
Well, I've heard that argument a number of times, and I really don't know the historics behind it. I know for many, many years there has been a little bit of history there that I don't have, history lesson that I don't have. And I would say that we have a road service area that we all pay a fee for. You know, I could see where the folks in Nikiski, you know, under their incorporation, they talked about that would be the one net hit that the borough would take if incorporation was actually to take place. And again, I think it's a matter of everybody paying their share along the way for a service, and you know, you could kind of look at that and say, well, that's kind of like operating under an area-wide power format rather than a service area format. And so I don't know how I feel about it, Karen. You've asked that question before on your talk radio shows. You talk about that one extensively, and I think I've answered it consistently along the way. I don't
really. All right, just a real quick yes, no. Are you in favor of Nikiski Corporation?
Yes.
And Mrs. Hutchings, could you respond to both of those questions, the one about the road service area money, and the second, are you in favor of Nikiski Corporation?
Okay.
Incorporation.
So the road service area is a road service area, just like our hospital service areas. You might live in the area. You might never use it. Some people use it a lot. So it's go to your road service area board meetings and discuss the problems that you're envisioning or seeing happening with this. And as far as incorporation, it's up to the people to vote on that, and it goes to the state. So however it turns out.
You wouldn't be against it, to vote?
Mm-mm.
Great.
Well, thank you. And I'll ask Ms. Hutchings, you mentioned a little earlier before we went to our break about the higher sales tax. Does this fit to being consistent with being a fiscal conservative?
Does, because it means that the young families with children are not going to be having a lot higher property taxes on their properties. The thing that people think, oh, well, if you live in an apartment, you're not going to be paying for those higher property taxes. You are, because your landlord is going to increase your rent. So this way, I think it takes care of everybody, people that don't just live here, but people that come to our area and enjoy our lovely peninsula.
Thank you, Mayor Pierce. We got your response.
I think the response you'll get from each of the cities and the boroughs, they'll argue against that that initiative, because that they like to retain and reserve the sales tax revenue for their benefit or for their needs. And I think that discussion has taken place a time or two. So I think you'll get some pushback from the cities on that.
All right. I'd like to take the time now to give you both time for a closing statement of 2 minutes. And we will start with Mrs. Hutchings, please.
Well, again, I want to thank everybody for this opportunity. I said, I really feel that our current mayor has mismanaged the borough. He has lacked the fiscal restraint that I feel is needed, especially during these challenging times. Since coming into office, he has reduced our fund balance, or savings account, whichever you want to call it, by 72%. He's jeopardized our borough's financial creditworthiness, bond rating, and has caused a lack of investment income. It's important to note the additional expenses due to severance packages, wrongful termination lawsuits, and other lawsuits that he has lost have also affected our fund balance. Personnel is up $1 million, but personnel changes equal just under a full employee. This can be attributed to COVID because this can't be attributed to COVID because we only had it for one quarter of 2020. And let me direct you to page 55, not 54, of the 2021 budget, which was approved by the Assembly, which indicates an increase may come for 23%. This means that your current mill rate will be increased to 5.8 mills. And you have to look at all of the service areas as well that he has put in there. Nikiski is looking at 11.26 mills. If these increases go through, this is something that the people can't afford. So I would appreciate you thinking about this, about the fiscal responsibility that I have always presented whenever I have worked on any board or commission or in my own business. And I would appreciate your vote on October 6th for Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor.
Thank you very much, Ms. Hutchings. Mayor Pierce, I'd like to have your two-minute opportunity for a closing statement, please.
Can I have six, please?
We'll stick to two this time.
All right, let me go with these two. Let me just say it again. You've got a smaller government today than you had when I started. I have been fiscally responsible. I think I've been effective. I've been a generalist. I've been a manager. I've been a manager most of my life. I've prepared for this job for most of my life, and I think that I've accomplished a lot with the team of folks that I work with over at the borough, and I think they would agree with me. We have taken about a $9 million hit to date directly related to COVID, and we take another $9 or $10 million hit between 22, 23, and 24. And we have a plan to recover on that, and we have a fund balance policy that we're going to follow. We have to follow it. We have an assembly that will follow that fund balance policy. I'll deliver budgets with zero mill rate increases. I won't stand on the corner with a petition and ask you to raise your sales tax. I'll work hard internally to make sure that we deliver services at the lowest cost possible. I've never done that. You can't say that I've raised taxes on anybody because I haven't. The record should reflect that I haven't, and I think that we've done an excellent job. Worked very, very hard to do that. You look at the budget that I started with, you look at where I'm at today, yes, 2020 had some events that occurred. How do you budget, or why would you borrow money for an earthquake or a flood or a fire? How do you do that? How do you borrow money, or why would you pay interest on a loan for funding your 911 department? Why would you do that? Why would you borrow money to fund your schools to the cap? Why would you do that? There's taxing mechanisms that we have there. We have to live within the means of the money that we're already collecting. A dollar that I've gone in there with the philosophy and the practices of saying every dollar I save is a dollar that I don't have to collect. I think some of the sentiment you're hearing here is just probably a displeasure that I haven't gone and raised the mill rate. They'd probably feel better about it had I done it along the way. I have.
Well, thank you, Mayor Pearson. I mean, we could have used that 6 minutes. But we appreciate you and Mrs. Hutchings. We really appreciate you as well for joining us here on KSRM 920. This is Jason Lee of KSRM News joined. Thank you, Karen McGann, for joining us as our special guest host. We hope this forum has you better prepared to head to the ballot box on October 6th. And this is KSRM 920 AM, Kenai, Soldotna, Homer.